Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. I am so grateful you're here, especially today, because I want to walk you through a powerful way to get clear on your goals and also come up with a specific action plan for achieving them. Now, before we get into that though, I just want to take a moment to ask if you would be willing to rate, review, and share this podcast with someone else who might find value in it. It would mean the world to me because I feel God has put this mission on my heart to help as many people as possible break the chains of alcohol and find true freedom in Him, experiencing the abundant life that comes only from making Him first in our lives. I have felt His presence like never before, and I want you to experience that for yourself. As you know, my word of the year is faith, and I truly believe that God is going to make sure those who are meant to hear this message receive it, but I also know that we have to step out in faith and ask for help as well. So I am thanking you in advance and am eternally grateful for your support. Now, moving on to our verse of the week. As you know, we are talking about goals today and creating a plan of action, so I thought Proverbs 16 verse 3 was the perfect verse. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. So often we try to make our own plans without consulting God, right? I know at least I'm guilty of this, and often that leads us to dead ends and frustrations that could have been avoided if we didn't just try to control everything. So this year, I encourage you and me to do things differently and always go to God in prayer before making any major decision. Sound like a plan? Great. So having said that, why don't we go to God in prayer right now before we get into today's episode? Dear Heavenly Father, we want more than anything to accomplish our goals this year. So often we've gotten discouraged in the past because we have so many goals and dreams in our heart, but don't know how to put them into action. Please open our hearts and allow us to hear directly from you today. Please make it abundantly clear what goals in this moment will make the most impact for your kingdom. Please show us a clear path of the steps we should take and give us peace of mind knowing that you will make each next step abundantly clear, even if we don't have the entire plan right now. We thank you for this gift of your guidance and can't wait to do things differently this year with you leading the way. In your Son's name we pray, amen. Now, this is a process that will take some time if you want to do it correctly. So it might be helpful to listen to this episode all the way through once and then schedule an hour or so to come back and do the work. I always enjoy setting time in the morning, lighting a candle, listening to some soft music, and this really puts me in a creative flow state. So step number one, write down at least 10 goals you would like to achieve in the next 3 to 5 years and write them in present tense as if they already happened. So really let yourself dream. Without alcohol distracting us, we have so much more time on our hands now, right? As well as the mental bandwidth to take on more than we might have thought was possible in the past. So to get your juices flowing, here are a few goals that I wrote down for myself. I am comfortably bringing in enough revenue in my business to support my husband and myself and have extra to save each month on top of that. I am so grateful that I can now travel the world whenever and wherever I want and experience God's beauty in a way that I never have been able to before. I am living in my dream home and every day I get to watch the beautiful sunrise and sunset. And is it okay if I get vulnerable with you for a moment? I'm going to put this next one out there in faith because I know God wouldn't have put this on my heart and wouldn't keep reminding me of this if it weren't for a reason. I have such respect for Ed Milet and admire him greatly. He has such conviction and is an amazing role model. I love how he isn't afraid to share his faith, but also doesn't shy away from giving tough love to his audience and shares on a weekly basis wisdom and specific action steps we can take to move forward in life. For as long as I can remember, I felt like we were meant to be friends. He's had Jamie Kern Lima on his show multiple times, and I have to admit, I am a bit jealous of the friendship they have. I would love nothing more than to have a friendship with him like that. He's so encouraging, uplifting, inspiring, and honestly, I would just love the opportunity to make him proud. So I am speaking this into existence. I am so grateful to have Ed Milet as one of my best friends and mentors and have grown tremendously since meeting him. Now, maybe this sounds silly to you, but it doesn't to me. Every time I hear his podcast or see one of his TikTok videos or read in his book, I feel more and more sure that this is meant to be. I know he doesn't have a clue who I even am yet, but with God, all things are possible, right? And that is why I am reminding myself as often as I can of my word of the year, which again is faith. I know I shared a bit about this in episode 3, but I strongly encourage you to think of your own word of the year if you haven't yet so that you can reference it when you also need that encouragement. I shared this last example with you because I want you to know that nothing is off the table here. Is there someone that you would like to meet? Is there somewhere you want to go that you never thought would be possible? I was recently watching the movie A Million Miles Away, and the determination that Jose, the main character, had was incredible. Now, I won't share all the details if you haven't seen it for yourself, but he had a dream to become an astronaut and applied to NASA 12 times over the course of years. Now, most of us would have given up after the first or second rejection, but not him. And his 12th year, he actually went in person to present his application and told them it was the strongest yet. And you know what? He finally got his acceptance letter. Can you just imagine the pride he felt in that moment? After years and years of being let down and receiving those rejection letters in the mail. But in that moment, he realized it was all worth it. So now it's your turn. Spend some time writing down at least 10 goals and really dream big. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I created a free morning meditation just for you. If you need some motivation to kickstart your morning and get into that flow state, priming you for a productive day, make sure to download it for yourself. I will have a link for you in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. All right, number 2, pick just one goal to focus on for the next 12 weeks. Yes, I did say one. Which goal do you think would make the greatest impact on your life? So often we try to take on way too much all at once, right? We want to start working out, change our diet, improve our relationships, start a new business, save money, and the list goes on and on. Then we look at this long laundry list and get overwhelmed, having no idea where to start because there just isn't enough time in a day to get it all done, right? And then what happens? Well, most of the time we just do nothing, or maybe the first couple of weeks we cram as much in as we can, and then we don't see the progress we're looking for because we're spread too thin, and then we get burnt out, throw up our hands, and give up, right? Or am I the only one? So the first goal I personally want to focus on is bringing in enough revenue with my business to support my husband and I. So again, ask yourself, what is the one goal you can focus on these next 12 weeks that will make the biggest impact? All right, number three. For the next 12 weeks, you're going to write down this goal every single morning, either in your journal or planner to remind yourself. I also encourage you to write your goal on post-it notes and put them all over your house, such as your bathroom mirror, your refrigerator, and steering wheel. You want to be constantly reminding yourself of your goal, and the more your subconscious mind sees it, the more it will believe it's already happened, and you'll start getting flooded with ideas of what you can do to make it become a reality. Number four. Now, with that goal in mind, go to God in prayer and ask Him to help you brainstorm all of the action steps you'll need in order to complete this goal. Just do a brain dump and write down anything and everything you can think of. Now, when I did this, I used a big poster board and wrote down different categories and all the steps I could think of. For example, since my goal is to figure out ways to bring in more revenue with my business, I first wanted to focus on what I have out there already before starting anything new. So I brainstormed ways to market my 30-day devotional and podcast. Originally, I wanted to jump straight on to the next thing, which is building my course. But then I realized I haven't properly taken the time to promote what I already have. And after my time in prayer, I heard God telling me to focus on this for now so that He would have the opportunity to perform a miracle. I know it's only through Him that this devotional is going to get into the right hands. And I did put my heart and soul into creating this to help those who are ready to take a 30-day break from alcohol, but want some guidance along the way. So again, just think of as many things as you can. And just know there will be steps you aren't aware of right now, but you will figure it out as you go. When I knew God was leading me to write the devotional, I didn't really know where to start. But then I took a step back and realized I wanted to have a verse of the day each day. And so first I wrote down every verse I could think of that could be relevant to this journey. I then printed all of them out and asked myself, now which verses would be best for week one? And then week two, week three, and week four. Then I took all the verses I chose for week one and narrowed them down to the most impactful verses that I felt God leading me to use, and then did the same for weeks two through four. So once I had the verse, I reflected back on my journal of what I was experiencing on my 30-day journey and wrote a letter to you to encourage you on that journey so that you'd know I knew exactly what you were experiencing and that you were not alone. I then wrote a prayer to help reinforce that and some journaling prompts that went along with it as well. Some days I only had time to work on one day out of the devotional, but other days, like Saturdays, I really got into the flow and was able to do a week at a time. Once I started making some progress, I reached out to my sister and my sister-in-law and asked them to look over what I had so far because I just wanted to get some feedback before I wrote the entire devotional to make sure that I was on the right track. They were both very encouraging and also gave me some helpful suggestions on how I could improve. Once I finished, I reached out to an editor and then also found a graphic designer to create a book cover. Both of them I found on Fiverr, which is a great resource for freelancers. I then had to YouTube how to publish it on Kindle and found out there was something called Kindle KDP. In order to sign up, you need a tax ID number, and in order to get a tax ID number, you need an LLC. So I formed an LLC and then got my tax ID number, and then I had to submit my book for review. Now, if I had known all of this going into it, I probably would have gotten extremely overwhelmed and just threw in the towel. But this is why I'm sharing this process with you. It's all about breaking it down into small daily action steps. And that brings us to step number five. Once you have all of these action steps written down, Then prioritize them and try to put them in order of importance and what makes sense as step 1, 2, 3, and so on. Step number 6. Now this is really important. Take out your planner and write 1 action step per day during the week. And if you think you'll have more time on the weekends, possibly put 2 or 3 things down that you feel you can accomplish, but not more than 3. Now, this is where I definitely slipped up in the past. I remember putting down 10 to 12 things sometimes on a Saturday, thinking, oh, I have way more time. But then I look at that long list of tasks, get overwhelmed, don't know which one to do first, and then do something else instead that is more like busy work and isn't taking me closer to achieving my goal. Please don't do this. Learn from my mistakes. If you feel like you're really in the flow and have extra time one day, you can always add something extra, but don't go into the day expecting to do more or it won't get done. I can promise you this. And that's essentially it. At the end of the 12 weeks, you will be blown away by how much you accomplished, and then you can decide if you completed the goal or if you want to continue working on it during the next 12-week period. If you completed your goal, congratulations! Now go back to your list of goals and pick another one that excites you and repeat the process for that. So let's recap those steps one more time. Step number 1, write down at least 10 goals you'd like to achieve in the next 3 to 5 years and write them in the present tense as if they already happened. Step number 2, pick just 1 goal to focus on for the next 12 weeks. Which goal would make the greatest impact on your life? Step number 3, for the next 12 weeks, write down this goal every single morning in your journal or planner to remind yourself. Step number 4. Now with that goal in mind, go to God in prayer and ask Him to help you brainstorm all of the action steps you'll need in order to complete this goal. Step number 5. Once you have all these action steps written down, prioritize them and try to put them in order of importance and what makes sense as step 1, 2, 3, and so on. And step number 6, take out your planner and write 1 action step per day during the week. And if you think you'll have more time on the weekends, put 2 or 3 action steps down that you can accomplish. But again, not more than 3. So now, how do you feel? Doesn't this seem much more attainable? The reason we set goals in the first place is so that we can achieve them, right? And don't we want to set ourselves up for success this year? I know I do. And that's why taking on less is actually more. And this will build our confidence, knowing we can follow through on our commitments and goals that we set out for ourselves. Again, each 12-week period can be a totally different category so that we are improving in several areas throughout the year. And maybe there will be a point where you feel you can focus on 2 goals in a 12-week period. But I highly encourage you not to take on more than 2 at any given time, because as we've learned from the past, when we take on too much, this leads to very mediocre results, and we are looking to achieve excellence, right? Well, let's reflect back on our verse of the week, Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. Now, I could not be more excited for you because I believe with all of my heart that 2024 is going to be your year. I pray blessings and abundance upon your life and hope you'll keep in touch with me and let me know how it's going. I would love for you also to let me know how I can support you in reaching your goal. Now, let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for encouraging us to go to you in prayer today for guidance on our next steps. We now have a plan of action that we are proud of and know that you are the one leading the way. We are so excited for the miracles you are going to perform in our lives this year and know we will be blown away at what you do by surrendering our life to you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing week. God bless. Hey friend, before you go, if today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to take a 30-day break from alcohol, I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you on that journey. Check out my new book, Broken to Beautiful. I'll have a link for you in the show notes.